Daily Devotion from the United Reformed Church for Monday the 14th of September. In response to a call from the Ecumenical Patriarch, many communions observe a month of creation time between September and October. The COVID-19 pandemic showed us the dangers of abusing animals, of how the planet can start to recover when human activity is scaled down. And despite the postponement of the conference of the parties in Glasgow, we are still facing a climate emergency. For the week ahead, we will be thinking of the Earth, our fragile home, as part of the majesty of God's creation, and challenge ourselves to embrace, protect and conserve it, and the life which teems here. Today's scripture is from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Reflection. Now is the season to make a step change. Now is the moment to invent a new humanity. Now is the hour to grasp the hand of God and move forward courageously on a different path. Quantum mechanics has opened up our understanding of the material world being shaped through probabilities. Theologically, this is tremendously exciting and empowering. The future does not yet exist. Let me repeat that. The future does not yet exist. God's call to life in Christ is a call to discern together what actions now would be life-giving for the future, then to commit 100% to that way. Limiting the rise in global temperature and securing a level of biodiversity which can sustain the Earth's ecological systems are key amongst those life-giving actions. In the beginning, the Word was with God. In Jesus, the Word was with those who lived in Palestine 2,000 years ago. In the Spirit, the Word was, is, and will be with humanity. In the 21st century, the Word is with us, as dependably, as surely, as truly, as creatively, and as radically as it ever was, and as demandingly. In our Kairos moment, let us not be found wanting. Let us pray. God, who is the Word, praise, glory, and wonder be yours for bringing life into being. You are our light. Shine in the gloom and murk of our earth-damaging practices. Illuminate our possible futures. Rise us up to choose the life-giving path. So may we honour your great gift to humanity in Jesus, the life-giver. Amen. Today's devotion was written by the Reverend Gwen Collins, a retired minister and a member of Avenue St Andrews United Reformed Church in Southampton. It was read by John Wilcox.